Welcome to Midweek Memo number 3. This is Pastor Henry sending greetings to you today. Unfortunately, one of the most pervasive themes during this pandemic has been death. Every day on the news, we hear the latest counts, and those counts are broken down by city, county, country, world. It is indeed tragic for all of those families who have had to go through the experience of losing a loved one. At the same time, I'm sure it has caused a lot of people to focus on death and eternity. So in this week's memo, I do want to talk about death. The Bible obviously talks a lot about death and it's part of life. Some of you may say, well, we've heard enough about death. Why are you talking about it now, Pastor? I just want to make sure as believers we understand death, what it means for a believer and how we should face it. I also want us to be able to share what death is with those who may be seeking answers at this time. If you have your Bibles, we will be looking at Luke chapter 7 today. It's an account of one of our Lord's miracles, and the central theme is raising someone from the dead. Let me just say that when the Bible talks about death, it is really talking about separation. You see, every person who has ever lived will never cease to exist. Every person who has passed away from the invasion of the COVID-19 virus is still in existence somewhere. The Bible talks about three kinds of death. First, there is physical death. That is, when your body and your spirit are separated. Your physical body has stopped functioning and your spirit has left your body. A second kind of death talked about in Scripture is spiritual death. That is where your spirit is separated from God's spirit. Every person who has ever been born is a descendant of Adam and is therefore born spiritually dead. Twice in Ephesians 2, Paul talks about how he and the church members he was writing to were dead in their trespasses and sins. They were separated from God before they responded to the message of the gospel. A third death described in the Bible is when those who have physically died and were separated from God, that is, they were spiritually dead, are separated from God forever in a place called the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20 describes that topic. This last death is also referred to as the second death. The person was dead spiritually when they died physically, so now they will face a second death for all eternity. Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15 say, "Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire." Now that is the most dreadful thought imaginable, to be separated from God forever in a place of extreme torment. Death in the Bible is separation. There's physical death, when body and spirit are separated. There's spiritual death, when a person's spirit is separated from God's spirit. And there's a second death, when a person who is spiritually dead physically dies and is cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Now that we've defined death, let's look at how the Lord Jesus Christ responded to death on one occasion. In Luke chapter 7, starting in verse 11, we read, "Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the town gate, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, who was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, 'Do not weep.' Then he came up and touched the bier, and those who carried it stood still. He said, 'Young man, I say to you, get up.' So the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they began to glorify God, saying, 'A great prophet has appeared among us, and God has come to help his people.' This report about Jesus circulated throughout Judea and all the surrounding country." Here we have a collision course between life and death. A dead man being carried out of town, and the eternal Son of God, who is the way, the truth, and the life, going into the town. Let's consider three observations about death. First, death is a reality. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment." The truth is, we all have an appointment with death. All of us are terminal and will physically die. It is indeed a reality of life. In our passage, Jesus was going into town and a funeral procession was coming out of town. That would be a fairly common sight. A second observation about death is that it is an eventuality. Psalm 90 verse 10 says, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away." The average lifespan in the USA in 2019 was 78.87 years. Most all of us expect to live a normal length of time. But things like a virus, an accident, a natural disaster, or a terminal disease can cut our life short. None of us expect to live forever in our physical bodies. Death is indeed an eventuality. These first two observations, that is, death is a reality and an eventuality, is true for all of us. The third observation is one for believers, that is, death is a formality. Paul says in Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Here Paul tells us that we are dead spiritually, but God raised us up, and in Christ we are already seated with Christ in heaven. That is why death for a believer is a mere formality. We are already with Christ positionally in heaven. We already have the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, dwelling in us, and because of that fact, we already have constant communion with God. The main thing we don't have right now is to be in the Lord's presence. Paul writes to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 5:8 and says, "Thus we are full of courage and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." Paul knows that if we were to die physically, we would be in the presence of the Lord, where we would be, as he puts it, at home with the Lord. For a believer, death is just a formality. It ushers us into the presence of the Lord, where we already are positionally, with whom we've had fellowship with since we believed the gospel. Back in Luke 7, when the Lord saw the funeral procession, he took action. Notice first the Lord knew about the woman's condition. He knew she was a widow. He knew that was her only son that had perished. That meant she had no hope of having a familial means of support. Her son couldn't support her, and he would have no kids who could take care of her. Notice next the Lord's compassion. He knew her condition and had compassion on her and told her not to weep. He wanted her heart to be comforted because he was going to rectify the problem. Finally, let's look at the Lord's command. He simply touched the bier the man was being carried on, and the pallbearer stopped. Next, he tells the man to get up. The man immediately sits up and begins to speak. Apparently, he has no side effects from his former condition. The last thing the Lord does is return the boy to his mother. Here, we started with a sad funeral procession, but ended with a dead son being brought back to life and returned to his mother. What was it, rather, who was it that drastically changed the outcome of the story? It was Jesus Christ. He saw a hopeless situation, a person who had lost everything with nothing but despair to look forward to. Yet he had compassion on the woman and took action. He commanded the son to come to life, and he returned him to his mother. Beloved, doesn't this situation remind you of your own past? We were dead in our sins. We had a bleak future to look forward to, namely a godless eternity. Yet God had compassion on us. He sent his son who raised us from the dead, seated us with him in heaven and told us he was going away now to prepare a place for us, but will come and return for us one day to take us home. Jesus Christ conquered death, and because he did, we too share the hope of life eternal. Jesus once told his followers, "Do not fear those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul," in Matthew 10:28. For believers, physical death is not to be feared. It is merely a formality which enables us to enter into the presence of our Lord for all eternity. Since this pandemic has started, there's been thousands of deaths worldwide. We hear the stats every day. Death is a reality for all those families impacted. And death is an eventuality for everyone who is not taken by this virus. We as believers can share the good news that death has been defeated, that those who put their trust in Jesus Christ will never be separated from God and will in fact one day be in his presence for eternity. I know this is not necessarily an uplifting topic to discuss, but it is one that is relevant for our current situation, and it is one that is as real as it can get. Please stay safe during this time. Enjoy your time with your loved ones. Be in prayer for the situation to be resolved to the glory of God. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you.